Gene Mingo was an original member of the Denver Broncos for 5 seasons from 1960 to 64. He was a pioneer as the first African-American place kicker who also played halfback as well as a return specialist. During the first 4 seasons in Broncos history, Mingo ranked 3rd in professional football with 375 points, trailing only Hall of Famer Paul Hornung and Patriots great Gino Cappelletti. He led the AFL in scoring in 1960 and 62, and he still holds the team record for the longest scoring run from scrimmage with an 82-yard touchdown on October 5th, 1962. A multi-talented player, Gene appeared in 59 games for the Broncos and totaled 185 rushes for nearly 800 yards with 8 touchdowns. In addition, he caught 3 touchdowns and even threw 2 more. On special teams, he connected on more than 60% of his field goals and missed just 5 extra points. That's 111 out of 116. His 76-yard punt return for a touchdown on September 9th, 1960 helped the Broncos beat the Boston Patriots for the first victory in team and AFL history. When talking about great return men, look no further than Rick Upchurch. Upchurch spent his entire 9-year career with the Broncos from 1975 to 1983. He was a dynamic weapon as a receiver, kick returner, and punt returner. He amassed 267 receptions for 4,369 yards with 24 touchdowns, 49 rushes for 349 yards with 3 scores, and 248 punt returns for more than 3,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. As well as, don't forget, 95 kickoff returns for more than 2,350 yards. His 8 career punt return touchdowns still stand as a team record, left him tied with Pro Football Hall of Famer Jack Christensen for the most in NFL history at the time of his retirement. Upchurch was a 4-time Pro Bowler and was named to the AP All-Pro team 5 times in his career. In addition, he was named a first-team 1970s NFL All-Decade choice by the Pro Football Hall of Fame Selection Committee and earned second-team 1980s NFL All-Decade honors as a kick returner. Upchurch is the only player in Broncos history to make multiple All-Decade teams with the franchise. Rick's head coach for his final 3 seasons was the one and only Dan Reeves. Reeves coached the Broncos from 1981 through 1992, compiling a record of 110 wins, 73 losses, and 1 tie in his 12 seasons while leading the team to a franchise-best 5 division titles in 1984, 86, 87, 89, and 91. He led the Broncos to 3 Super Bowl appearances over the span of 4 years. His 110 regular season wins and 7 playoff victories each rank 2nd in Broncos history, and he is the first coach to be inducted into the Broncos Ring of Fame. As a player in the 60s, an assistant coach in the 70s, and head coach in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, Dan's football career spans more than 5 decades, and he holds the distinction of participating in 9 Super Bowls more than any individual in NFL history. Ladies and gentlemen, the Denver Broncos are proud to induct Gene Mingo, Rick Upchurch, and Dan Reeves into the 2014 Ring of Fame class.